It is written that in the 6th century, St. Columba journeyed here to the banks of Loch Ness. This was the land of the Picts, the native people of these highland glens. Columba came to a halt here at Urquhart, where he was inspired to visit a fortress overlooking the loch, on the site of the present castle. It was the home of a Pictish chieftain, Emchith, who lay close to death. The Irish saint had come here from his island sanctuary of Iona and was on a mission to convert the Picts to Christianity.
Emchith, I have been summoned by the angels to tell you that your goodness has been noted by the God of the Christians.
Hearing and believing the word of God preached to him by Columba, Emchith was baptized
and entered into the hall of the Lord.
Surrounded by his family, in peace, he departed from this world. More than 6 centuries after Columba's visit, this land had become part of the Kingdom of the Scots. By 1250, a mighty stone castle stood here on the rocky promontory at Urquhart, guarding the loch. The king had granted the castle of Urquhart with its vast estate to Sir Allan Durwood. When Sir Allan was in residence at his castle, he would spend much of his time in the hills and glens, hunting deer and wild boar. Then disaster struck. At the end of the 13th century, Scotland was in a crisis. The wolf was not the only hunter. Scotland itself became the prey. Edward, King of England, saw an opportunity to conquer the Scots. He put a puppet king, John Baliol, on the throne and planned to bring Scotland to its knees. In the spring of 1296, Edward invaded. He set his machines of war against Scotland. Mighty trebuchets pounded the walls of many Scottish castles, reducing them to rubble. Scotland lay at his mercy, its army scattered, and its great castles captured, Urquhart among them. Seizing castles was easy, but holding them against the Scots was proving more difficult. Within the year, Urquhart was once more in Scottish hands. For so long as 100 of us remain alive, we will never consent to subject ourselves to the domination of the English. It is not for glory, riches, or honor that we fight, but for freedom alone, which no honest man will lose but with his life. After 50 years of brutal war, the Scots were free from English domination. Peace returned to Scotland, and the inhabitants of Glen Urquhart were able to resume normal life. The peace proved short-lived. From the west came the MacDonalds. Their ancestors were part Irish and part Norse. They had become the most powerful of the Highland clans. Their clan chief was the Lord of the Isles, but his ambitions went far beyond his island power base. The clansmen of the Lord of the Isles came out of the west and stormed the castle. Sweeping all before them, they took the castle by fire and sword. The Lord of the Isles' thirst for power was a constant thorn in the side of the Scottish King, James IV. In an attempt to stop their ambitions, he stripped the MacDonalds of all their lands and titles. He had other plans for the castle and lands of Urquhart.
Know ye that for the increase of our rental and the promotion of good government in the lands, we have given, granted, and by this present charter confirmed to John Grant the lands of Urquhart with the castle.
With the gift of Urquhart to Sir John Grant, the castle and lands passed forever from the Scottish crown to the chiefs of Clan Grant. But the pen of King James was no match for the swords of the MacDonalds. Like their Viking ancestors, they took to raiding. Each spring, the clansmen returned to burn Glenurquhart. In the Great Raid of 1545, over 1,000 cattle were taken. The castle was seized and stripped of anything of value. The Great Raid proved to be the last the castle inhabitants saw of the men from the west. In the peace that followed, the Lairds of Grant set about the task of rebuilding their shattered castle. They built this stately tower that would serve as a suitable residence for this noble family. In 1689, the Catholic King James VII fled into exile. The Protestants, William of Orange and his Queen Mary, took the throne. The chiefs of Clan Grant threw in their lot behind the new sovereigns and garrisoned Urquhart in readiness for the coming fight. Before long, a force of Jacobites loyal to the exiled Stuart king appeared. They stopped their march and laid siege to the ancient castle. Without heavy guns, the Jacobites could make no impression on the mighty stronghold and withdrew. The Grant chief officer of Urquhart Castle decided to abandon the castle to its fate. The gatehouse of the castle was packed with kegs of gunpowder, and the fuse was lit. A brief moment in time ended a story that had begun with Columba's visit over 1,000 years earlier. This mighty castle, that was once the stronghold of kings and clan chiefs, was reduced to rubble. The Grant Highlanders marched out of the castle for the last time, and Urquhart was left to the flames.